Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jews around the world begin to observe the seven Jewish feast as they celebrate Passover. That's the headline. Steve Herzig will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Why did God actually give seven Jewish feasts to the Jewish people? What was his reason for doing that? And the first one, of course, was Passover.
As our listeners might look eventually in the book of Leviticus 23, they'll see seven feasts, as you just said. And as they go forward in the scriptures, those feasts tell a story, a narrative. And it begins, of course, with redemption. It will end with tabernacles. We can see the plan of God for his people through those seven feasts. We start off with the Passover. It is one day, and then there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which follows immediately after. And on that eighth day, of course, is first fruits. And Jimmy, for us as Christians, we see redemption, which is when God took the Jewish people out of Egypt and justified them and set them into what would be the promised land and sanctified us by setting us apart. And so you can see the matzah, which is unleavened, so they eat that for the whole period of time. And then first fruits is what the Jewish people were to offer to God, the first of agriculture. And we as Christians can see the Lord Jesus redeeming us. We can see the fact that when he did, we're separated, sanctified, set apart by God. And then on first fruits, we know the Apostle Paul wrote that Christ was our first fruits. And so we know that Christ rose from the dead, and then that means there's more to follow. That means you and I and all the listeners who trusted Christ as Savior. So what a picture.
Steve Herzig, the National Director of Friends of Israel, with insight into the seven Jewish feasts and a special focus on Passover. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Jewish feasts that God gave the Jewish people are recorded in Leviticus 23. These seven feast days were given to the Jews to lay out God's plan for the Messiah to be the Redeemer for the Jewish people. As we study history, biblical history, we see that Jesus was crucified on Passover. He was buried on unleavened bread. Jesus resurrected on the Jewish feast day of first fruits, and the church began on the feast of Pentecost. By the way, when you study the last three feasts, Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and Tabernacles, we see that these feasts will be fulfilled by Jesus Christ as well. These fall feasts speak of the second coming of Jesus and the setup of his kingdom. As prophecy has been fulfilled in these first four feasts, these last three in the future will be fulfilled also. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...